Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Development just revealed in the strike by our military against Iranian-backed militias in Syria that have been launching missiles at American contractors, American allies, and states, places where American troops were stationed in Iraq. A couple of days ago, Biden ordered a strike, and they went in, took out a building in the launch area for some of these strikes. It's just been revealed that the original plan was to strike two areas where these militants, these militias, backed by Iran, were hiding. Planes were in the air. They were all set to go. Biden's a very responsible guy, and he said, I want up-to-date information. I don't care if it's the middle of the night. You call me. Tell me what our intelligence shows is on the ground around the strike, because we do not want civilian casualties. While the planes are in the air, Biden gets a call. He said, one of them is clean. It's just some militants. We may be able to do it without any casualties, but there won't be civilian casualties. But the other one, there's some women and children in the vicinity. Our intelligence on the ground doesn't say how close. It may not be an issue, but we can't, Mr. President, guarantee that there might not be civilian casualties. But our guys are very good. They're very, very good on target, and they can hit the building. And you know what Biden said? Biden said, call that one off. Call that one off. If there's any chance that women and children, civilian casualties are going to occur, we're not going to do it. They said, yes, sir. And they went through and they hit the other building, sent a very clear message to Iran. And the other thing that Biden did was, at the same time, he delivered a confidential message to the Iranian leader, which was conveyed to that leader. And no one knows what it says. Secret. It'll be revealed someday. But the speculation is that this is an example of what the United States can and will do if you continue to attack our contractors and our troops. So stop it. We are willing to go back to the negotiating table on nuclear weapons, but we are not going to tolerate your creating a nuclear weapon. And we want to do this through diplomatic means going forward. We bear no ill will to the people of Iran or your culture. And let's get back to the negotiating table. I'm fairly certain that something like that is what it said. In other words, let them know that this is not the start of an all-out military assault. So there you have it. Two strikes have been ordered. Planes were in the air. They're about to launch. They make one last call, giving Biden updated information. And Biden makes a decision right away to call off the strike that potentially could have involved civilian casualties of women and children. And I think he did the right thing. I think it was a good thing that he did it. Now, you remember all of the confirmation business that different Biden appointees ran into, and especially you remember Neera Tanden. Neera Tanden is a woman who is up for Office of Management and Budget, highly qualified, but she had a penchant for personal insults of the senators, and they were pretty funny in my view. She's the one who said that a vampire has a bigger heart than Ted Cruz. She's the one who said that Lisa Murkowski was high in her own supply. And she even went after Bernie Sanders somewhat because Neera Tanden was very, very big in the Hillary Clinton campaign in 08. And she was not behind Sanders in 2020. And in 08, she's the one that hauled off and socked Faiz Shakir, who was working for Obama then, who went on to be Bernie Sanders' campaign manager in 2020. So she is a spitfire. She is a firecracker. I like her a lot. Tester Montana said, she's great. Anytime you tick off progressives in the far right, you're highly qualified. I agree, except that she didn't get it. And there's a word there, and this leads up to another individual this is happening to. The word there is, if you have 100 people who have the sole power to confirm you to something, probably a good idea not to personally insult them. Probably a good idea. Probably a rational idea. Well, there's another guy named Colin Call, and he is up for appointment as the number three guy in the Pentagon. So in addition to cabinet appointments, there are certain sub-cabinet appointments that also have to be confirmed by the Senate. And this is one of them, number three in the Pentagon. And he had a number of tweets in the past that they're objecting to now. One of them is October 19 tweet in 2019. When Donald Trump abandoned the Kurds to the Turks are merciless. The Turks committed genocide against the Armenians 100 years ago, killed 1 million people. And Hitler said that was one of the bases for his doing the Holocaust. He said, if they can get away with it, I can get away with it. The Turks hate the Kurds. They will slaughter the Kurds. The Kurds are our allies. The Kurds are not jihadists. They're the ones, they're excellent soldiers. They took 10,000 ISIS people prisoner and put them in jails. They took enormous casualties for it, but they did the job. And Turkey, a Sunni Muslim country, as is ISIS or Sunni Muslims, doesn't like the Kurds. So Erdogan of Turkey called Trump up. And this is the basis of Colin Call's statement. He called Trump up when Trump was golfing and said, would you pull out of Syria? I want to get the Kurds. And you know what Trump said? Okay. And went back to golfing. They went in to clean out the Kurds. As our soldiers withdrew, Kurdish women came running, crying after them, holding up their infants, saying, please take my infant and make them safe, or they will be butchered. The soldiers felt terrible. The soldiers' wives felt terrible. They told them about it. Trump turned them over to be murdered. So Colin Call, who was in government at the time, he's a former Pentagon staffer, hit the GOP, the Republicans, for this betrayal of the Kurds, who are our allies, who had captured 10,000 people from ISIS and who died for American interests. And he hit them and the party for being unpatriotic and turning over our allies for butchery. And I'm with him 100%. I had a show on this station at a different time back then. And I'll tell you what, I said the same thing, and I said it even more forcefully. Now, these people in the Republican Party, the Cruises, Wormwood, Lindsey Graham, Hawley, Cotton, the dregs, Rubio, the dregs of our society, are now attacking Call, saying you were impolite to our party. Now, Call, I suppose, has to be a little careful. I would not be careful. But he goes, he could say, you stood with Trump in betraying the Kurds to be genocided by the Turks. Do you have any sense of history? Are you all plastic men with no spine and no soul? That's what I'd say. I also am not up there for appointment to anything and won't be anytime soon. So that's one of the reasons. However, Colin Call is a good man. He's a good man. And they're trying to stick a knife in him like they did to Neera Tanden. And that's just plain wrong. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.